Hey guys, Diz Life Mark here, and I want to tell you all about the official travel partner here at Chip & Company. Let our good friend Sarah at Destination to Travel help you plan your next Disney vacation. Sarah specializes in planning dream vacations for your family. She's an authorized Disney vacation planner, and she can help with every step of your magical vacation. The best thing is that her services are 100% free. Want to travel beyond Disney? Sarah has you covered there too. Want to find out more? Fill out a trip request form over at the website at Chip & Co. or email her directly at sarahsolberg@d2travel.com. Start planning that dream vacation today. Email her at sarahsolberg@d2travel.com.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Welcome, foolish mortals.
Amigos, amigos down there, it is me up here.
Howdy, folks. Please keep your hands, arms, and legs inside the train and remain seated at all times.
If smaller aviators don't measure up to the height indicator on the seat, just put the belt through the loop in the center strap before buckling. That's worked well.
We know what our goals are. We know what we hope to accomplish. And believe me, it's the most exciting and challenging assignment we've ever tackled at Walt Disney Productions.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Diz Life Podcast. Thank you for being a part of our Disney Lives here on the Chip and Company Podcast Network. My name is Mark Valentine, and I am the host of Diz Life Podcast. Join us here weekly as we discuss the very best of Disney parks, resorts, dining, and everything in between. And don't forget to smash the subscribe button because you can access more incredible audio content from the Chip and Company Podcast Network. And as a reminder, head over to chipandco.com because we have the latest headlines from across the Disney parks from around the world. And while you're at it, give our show a rating and a review on Apple, Spotify, hey, or even Podchaser. On today's Diz Life Podcast, we're drafting our favorite Disney characters for our all-star football teams to celebrate Championship Sunday. But first, let's bring in our Hall of Fame podcasting partner, the John Elway of Diz Life Podcast, the one, the only, Brian Lee. Brian, what's up, bro?
You went with John Elway just to appeal to my sense of abilities, I'm assuming.
I did. You like that?
I'll take Peyton Manning first, but John Elway second. Yes, that will absolutely work. Thank you so much, Mark.
Whoa, hot take right there. Go with Peyton Manning over, going with the hired gun over the over the man who built the building.
I have a daughter named after Peyton Manning. I kind of have to.
That's true. Very true, man. How's the weekend going? It's super. It's not the big game Sunday. It is Championship Sunday. How you been?
The whole family is sick. It's a weird, weird Sunday, but I'm going to be honest. I so desperately don't want to watch the Chiefs win that we're recording a mega recording for United We Fan this afternoon to come out over the next several weeks.
Wow. Okay. Well, listen.
I'll have the game tuned in, but I'm not going to be locked in. I'm locked into Niners Lions.
Later on, I want to get your picks. Before we get out of here this afternoon, I want to get your picks. Something new on the horizon, man. You want to tell the peoples about the Discord? I'm actually, it's like it, you know, the it's been 0 days without incident. It has been 5 days and I've logged on consecutively to Discord, but, tell our listeners about Discord. Cause we got some exciting stuff that's going on over there, man.
Yeah. So you actually took it right out of my mouth. I wanted to make sure we plugged it today because you went to the Discord to try and help with your choices for the college football or for the football roster. I know what you were doing, but yes, we're getting the Discord much more active. Shout out to several people. We've got Fabio out there. We've got Kristen out there. We've got Patrick, who's been pretty active recently. But it's a fun, like, Discord, if you don't know what it is it's basically Slack. If you've used Slack at work, it's almost exactly the same thing. But it's a social media platform to an extent where you can only talk to people in the same community with a lot of the same interests, stuff like that. It's pretty self-explanatory once you're in there. If you want to join the Discord, please reach out to myself or Mark. by Instagram, we'll shoot you an invite because it is invite only. So we need to get you that invite and then you can join that community and, yeah, just have conversations with other people that listen to the show, listen to the Chip and Company Podcast Network, talk about Disney parks, have a passion about it, want to talk about Star Wars. Shout out to Kevin and Ryan who are going to help us get more breaking news up in there so you can be more informed, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you lost me at Slack. I'm showing my age. I don't even know what that is. And I was like, okay, yeah, whatever.
You don't know what Slack is?
Nope.
It's kind of taken over the business world, but yeah, your line of business, I can't imagine Slack would really be helpful.
Yeah, well, I'm good. I don't want anything else. I'm getting to that point in my life where it's old dog, new tricks territory. So I'm good. All right, Brian, it's once again time for our roaring review. This is where we round up the latest headlines from Disney Parks and Entertainment. So let's get it.
It's time to step into our roaring review. This is where we unravel the latest and the most splendid updates from Disney parks. From avant-garde attractions to the latest unveilings, this jolly and joyous jamboree will keep you in the house. Let's gin up some headlines with Mark and Brian.
I could just chill out and listen to that that little riff right there. I feel like it's our own little Star Wars cantina when we fire that up. All right, man, listen, I'm excited. This is temporary for the time being, but I like this as a good omen for the Magic Kingdom. Tiana's world famous beignets are coming to the Magic Kingdom. And again, like I said, it's temporary, but if you're a guest who's familiar with Disneyland and you visit Walt Disney World and you head over to Lake Frontierland, you probably like, yo, what the hell is going on? Because there are no beignets available at the Magic Kingdom, or at least there weren't. But I'm very happy to announce that the Magic Kingdom's beignet drought has come to an end. Tiana's world-famous beignets are coming, albeit for a limited time, to the Magic Kingdom Park. But guests are going to be able to enjoy the famous beignets over at the Golden Outpost from February 1st through March 1st. Disney describes the treats as light, sweet, and fluffy beignets with the strawberry dipping sauce. So for people who don't want to go all the way to Port Orleans French Quarter, although I don't know why you wouldn't want to, because it's just the best resort like ever. Now you can get your beignet love over at the Magic Kingdom. Brian, is this cool? I think this is the most amazing thing. I'm sorry. Maybe it's just me. It's fried dough, but maybe it's just me.
It's temporary just in case it falls flat on its face, but there's absolutely zero reason that you would open this temporarily before the attractions open. Like, it's a test run. It's absolutely a test run to make sure that their kitchen can keep up and all that kind of stuff. I understand why we didn't have it before, because Disney is all about theming. There was no place to put beignets before. Now there's an absolute easy entry point to put beignets, and it's right next to the attraction. It makes 100% sense to now have it, because they had them before, but they had them at Port Orleans French Quarter for that reason, because it's where it fit the theming. So now that it fits the theming, they didn't have New Orleans Square like they have out in Disneyland. Now that the theming is entry point is there, they're going to give it a month. They're going to make sure that the kitchen can keep up, take what they can and learn with it, and then reopen it when the attraction opens.
And in the meanwhile, we need to transition Pecos Bill Tall Tale Inn and Cafe to Tiana's place. Just make it happen. You know what I mean? Just do it. Close it. Get a new menu. Make it like a little miniature version of like New Orleans Square or like an outpost. I don't care. Or an outpost. But I'm very excited about this. I love this this makeover. To me, this is really, really super exciting. All right, man. Speaking of makeovers, on the West Coast, let's take a plane ride. But Disneyland has pledged to give $100 million over to Anaheim if the expansion for their parks continues to move forward. They said basically they're pledging $100 million for Anaheim streets, parking, and affordable housing as part of the proposed agreement for the resort expansion project. According to the Orange County Register, Disney will commit to investing at least $1.9 billion into the Disneyland Resort over the next decade, along with providing millions more for housing and for parks. The development agreement was presented on Tuesday at the City Council workshop, and it would give Disney flexibility to choose where it builds the new theme park areas, hotels, and dining within that existing footprint space. But it would also guarantee the city the continued investment in the resort, along with $30 million for affordable housing and $8 million for parks and money for nearby road improvements. Now, half of the $30 million for the affordable housing would be paid in that first year, and then the rest would be paid over a five-year period. but the $8 million for parks would be for the city to use at its discretion. As for the road improvements, Disney has proposed to buying some of the streets from the city for a sum of $40 million. And they said, we listened to Anaheim's leaders, worked hard to address what's important for the city. Ken Petrock, president of Disneyland Resort, said in a statement, we're proud that Disneyland Forward will provide many important benefits directly to the residents of Anaheim. I think that's cool. It's good for the park to have a good working relationship with the city and the borough. We're seeing a little bit of that friction right now in Florida with all the stuff that's going on with like the Reddy Creek and the special district. So it's good for the theme park to have a good relationship with whatever that political entity is. But man, when I read this, all I see is expansion and I freak out.
Yeah, expansion's exciting. There's a lot of, it's different, man. Like to need to expand the parks, you literally need to remove people from their homes. Because of the surrounding area, it's just different. So, it's why it's not easy. It's why they have to do this kind of stuff. $1.9 billion, obviously nothing to sneeze at. This is in that budget. So it's not in addition to that. But it's just, I mean, it's what's required. You got to make sure that people are taken care of. Again, having that working relationship with the city of Anaheim is something that's come and gone throughout the tenure of Disney.
Right.
So the fact that step one was getting simply the ability to have marathons again. So the fact that they're having more conversations about this kind of stuff, super, super exciting. I would love Disneyland to have a third park or even because those two parks are really big. So a third park would make the most sense, but they've talked about expanding both of the two parks. So I don't know, like there is a lot of wasted space on the Disneyland Hotel end of downtown Disney, that they could do some expansion within there without having to purchase any more land. But yeah, to expand, you've got to do what they're about to do, but it requires so, so much more than it does at Disney World.
So for people who don't know the layout too, the area that they're talking about is surrounding that, what is going to be the new Pixar Hotel. And so if you look out and if you've stayed at the Pixar Hotel, you'll notice there is a good deal of vacant land that surrounds that hotel.
Yeah,
that's there and ready. Like it's, pun intended, earmarked for expansion, but you have to work out an agreement with Anaheim. I mean, like you're talking about infrastructure. It's not like Florida in any way whatsoever. Like you would have to build that in a very urban center. And, you know, real estate comes at a premium with Disneyland. I mean, it is landlocked. So, I mean, this is exciting to see these kind of discussions happening and numbers being thrown around and because it means, I think, for the fans of Disneyland that somewhere, hopefully in the next decade, this dream will at least start to come to fruition and it'll become a reality. Now, who knows how quickly they can make this happen? Like, we might be talking about 15 years down the road, but the fact that my daughter could visit a very different Disneyland is pretty cool, man. I don't think I'm going to see this in my youth. Definitely not. But you know what? It's cool. It's cool. The future looks bright for Disneyland in California, and I hate to
break it to you, but seeing it in your youth, it would have already had to have happened.
Oh man, you gotta throw that at me. Yeah, I have another. It's a half milestone birthday coming up.
40, it's me too, by the way, not just you.
45 coming up soon, man. On the 11th of February, it's coming fast and furious. So just better than the ride, though. All right, man. You know what also has reached its end of its life cycle? The iteration of the Country Bear Jamboree. Yeah, the Country Bears, man, they officially played their last show. If you're anywhere on DizTalk or Disney Instagram or just follow anything Disney related, the love and the outpouring of support, what's her name? Sarah McLachlan videos have been hitting the internet like in the arms of.
But didn't it break down? Like it had to close like 3 hours early?
It did, yeah. So fans were waiting in line to catch a glimpse of the last show featuring the old musical review from 1972. And, you know, we talked about this on Ann Company, but it's going to shutter over at Disney's Magic Kingdom, but it's going to reopen with a new cast and a new score. But people who are waiting, and some of them for a long time, the last show of the Country Bear Jamboree was actually canceled due to technical errors. And it did not play. So their last show ever did not happen or as planned. Yeah. or as planned, did not happen. But what Disney did, I think this is cool. So Disney kind of acknowledging that people really wanted to commune with this in some form or fashion, they allowed the guests to walk through the space and they allowed them to take photos and videos and kind of say goodbye in their own way. And that was a really smart move on behalf of the park staff to do that. Obviously the animatronics weren't out and running. They didn't put them on display and they weren't there statically, but it was just cool for people to kind of walk around and breathe in the space and take in the history one more time. All right, before I turn this over to you, I just soapbox 5 seconds. This is, and I said this on Ann Company, I'm going to say it again. It's, don't it always seem as though you don't know what you've got till it's gone? There are so many people that perennially neglected the Country Bear Jamboree. Just don't go. They skip it. You think it's going to be there forever. And then all of a sudden, when it gets announced that it's going away, the pitchforks come out and it's like, how dare they? And it's like, if you had shown, in my opinion, if you had shown the show love during its life cycle, Disney would not have been making this move, trying to get an infusion of energy and enthusiasm to a new attraction. And, you know, they're looking at wait times. They're looking at the amount of people that come through those turnstiles. And you can't blame Disney for wanting to change it because it was not pulling in the amount of people that that warranted that real estate. So if you really love these attractions, go and see them. Don't wait until they're announcing that they're gone and then all of a sudden put on like this social media blitz. Like, it's always been such a crucial part of your life and how dare they? You know, how many of those people actually went and saw the Country Bears when it wasn't raining out or they didn't need an AC stop? I would venture that about 60% of them probably didn't give a dang about it when it was there. So go and see it. Like, if you don't want the Carousel of Progress to go away or be changed, go to the Carousel of Progress. You have to go to rides and experiences or they're going to go away. Disney will put them on the chopping block. Rant end, dude. I'm sorry. I apologize.
I think this change is far more politically charged than it is anything. I think it could have been the most popular thing in the world and it still would have been changed, making the changes that they're doing. Because if you were truly trying to get some new infusion, you would be changing the entire show and the Country Bears would be going away at 100%. So I can see it from your aspect. You're absolutely correct. Obviously, if it's the most popular thing in the park, that makes things a little bit more difficult. I do think the history and the World's Fair and everything else that goes with the Carousel of Progress might prevent that from ever totally going away. Although I've seen ideas of turning it into a WandaVision theme piece. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Who came up with that idea?
Yeah, I don't know. But yes, like, so I mean, I think the Country Bear thing is, as I think it could have been the most popular thing ever, but there's just ultimately things in there that just are not okay anymore. So I think it would have been changed anyway. I think it's actually really, really long.
I don't know I'm going to push back a little bit. I don't know if they're not okay. They're just not as age appropriate.
Not as common. Yeah.
Right. There's a lot of innuendo there.
Right.
And so, I mean, like, I'll watch the Country Bears now and I'm like, man, I did not get that when I was a kid. But it's the same thing with Goonies, dude. I'll go back and watch Goonies and I didn't realize how much you know what humor is in the Goonies. Like, the One-Eyed Willy is a gigantic penis joke, dude. The whole character of One-Eyed Willy is a penis joke. And yeah, you don't get that until you become older.
Country Bear fans that are super, super passionate should be happy that they're staying, because you know what? We didn't get to keep anything from Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. This is what happens. The parks grow and expand and they become more relevant to the people that are attending them.
Hashtag justice for Mr. Toad. All right, dude, yeah. Listen, we're going to take a quick commercial break, but don't go anywhere because we will be right back with our big all-star football draft as we draft our favorite Disney characters into the NFL. But first, a word from our sponsors. Is Disney World home to you? Realtor Victor Naraki can help make it a reality. Realtor Victor Naraki specializes in making your Disney home dreams come true. Second homes, investment homes, retirement, relocation. With Victor's input, he will show you the home opportunities that you don't get to see as a tourist. Imagine being at the park in minutes, walking around the World Showcase for daily exercise, watching the fireworks in your own backyard, or having Disney Springs as your local mall. Have you ever heard of Windermere, Winter Garden, Horizon West, Dr. Phillips, Claremont, Lake Nona, or Disney's own Celebration and Golden Oak? Victor will introduce you to these communities, which are just minutes to the magic. Stop imagining a Disney life and start living your dream today. Call Victor at 407-340-9375. And don't forget to mention that you heard all about Victor here on the Chip and Company Podcast Network. Head over to celebratingflorida.com and start living your magical life today. Okay, Brian, it's AFC NFC Championship Sunday, and as we prepare for the big game, because we're not using the other title, don't want to get sued, that's coming up on February 11th, that big game. So today, to celebrate football season in full swing, we are hitting the gridiron together. We're drafting our second ever. This is the second time we've done this. Second ever Disney squad. If you want to hear that piece of legacy content, you can head over to DisneyLifePodcast.com. Brian, you competed in that draft as well, along with Dwayne Willey. I love these fictional drafts, but tell the people that are listening the rules, because we have done this before, but how does this work? Again, head over to Discord. You can play along with us, or let us know your draft over at DisneyLifePodcast or at United We Fan the Podcast on Instagram. But how are we playing today, man? Tell us the rules.
So the rules are you can only draft a player once. So if Mark takes Darth Vader, I can no longer take Darth Vader for any position at any point. It's not just I can't duplicate the position. I can't duplicate the character whatsoever. We're going to give our team a quarterback, a running back. I do love this throwback to old school football, a fullback, tight end, wide receiver one, wide receiver two, three offensive linemen, a kicker, a defensive and special teams, as well as a head coach.
And the kicker.
And a kicker. Did I not say kicker? And a kicker.
I don't know.
So that's what we're going to do. We're going to go draft by draft. So the offensive line, we're going to pick all at one time.
Correct.
Three characters. Defense, we're going to pick all at one time. We're not going to go like super, super heavy. We're going to kind of go squad like groups. For defense, we're not going to go like 11 individual characters, but it's going to be difficult. I remember doing it with Dwayne. I tried not to think about it too hard to let that influence me too much. I wanted to come in and add it pretty fresh. And I think I did okay. But honestly, I didn't branch outside much of animation. For the most part, everything I have is animation.
I do want to say, I think you won that first draft. I think you won that draft.
I can't remember.
Yeah, pretty much. I think you were the winner because we pulled some of the audience too and asked who won the draft, and I think you won it. So I can't
recall. I took it far too seriously, as well as this. I will take this far, far too seriously. I do remember one of my picks that I plan on duplicating.
Okay,
unless you take it from me.
So clarifying question, and I just need to. This is for you and me. Are like Star Wars and Marvel on the table, or would you prefer if we shied away from them and stuck towards like more of a animated live Disney live action kind of deal?
I think we cap it at two.
Okay. So like, okay.
Like one Marvel, one Star Wars, two Marvel, two Star Wars.
Okay. Cause I have a draft board right here. Okay. So I have a list. I have not included. I just didn't think that forward. So I don't have a single Star Wars and or Marvel.
I don't either. So let's just take them off the table.
Yeah. So I was just going to say, if I was going to draft one of them, I really have to do that on the fly. And that would be the last second, the GM just running into the room and saying, hey, someone just fell into our lap. Like I don't have any of those guys ready.
Disney. Okay. Disney animated, Disney Pixar, Disney live action is what's on the table. All right. Disney Channel original movie.
So for first pick, listen, just call it in the air. I'm going to flip a coin right here. You can't see this, but it's happening in the studio. Heads or tails?
I'll go tails.
And it is heads. It is heads.
Shocking. Shocking.
So tails so never fails as a lie.
We will go, just we'll alternate picks and you just have to name your player and their position. You can take them in any order. We don't have to go in position order at all.
Nope.
Let's just take your player, take your position. I'll write it down and we'll make sure we fill out our rosters.
All right, man. So I'm going to start with this. Everybody knows defense wins championships. And since I think this is going to be the hardest thing to fill here in terms of like the amount of, you know, people that are required in order to fill this out, I'm going to start with my defensive squad from a movie. And I'm going to start with one of my favorite Disney animated movie. And I'm going from the crew from Big Hero 6. And I'm taking them off the board for defense. And that's right. Baymax, Hero, Go-Go, Wasabi, Fred, and Honey Lemon. They're going to be my defense. They're borderline superheroes. They've got all that tech. Dude, they can shut it down, whether you're battling them with nanobots or trying to open another dimension. That's not going to happen. Their goal line defense is going to be strong, man. When they get into the red zone, they may let you kick the ball, and they'll give up three, but seven's going to be hard to come by for this defense. So I'm taking the Big Hero 6. Defense wins championships. That's my defensive squad for my team.
Okay. And how I do these things, I always take it further. I had a trainer on my sideline. That was Baymax. He's no longer available. I actually had Hero as a head coach as well, because wow. I feel like smartest guy. So I can't pick him anymore either.
I'm sorry, man, but
good.
There's not a lot of options there that I feel comfortable with on the defensive side of the ball. The Big Hero 6, they're that's my D.
I have a defensive plan, and now that you've drafted your defense, I'm very confident. So that's going to come very, very late in my draft. With my first overall pick, you left him on the board for me. I'm going quarterback, and I'm going Hercules.
Okay. He was on my short list. I'm just going to let you know he was on my short list. But if you want, man, I mean, it need not be said, but go ahead and say it. What are the qualities of the guy who goes from zero to hero? Why is he QB1 for you?
He can throw the ball a million miles. He's fast. He's strong. Nobody can take him down. He's Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes. He's everything all in one.
All right. I like that pick. I had a very short list for Q. I had three guys for QB. So you're going to make me go to my second pick. But I feel like I really feel like I have not lost much here. So I'm going to draft my quarterback now. The reason I'm going to take this player is because I also feel like he is the Swiss Army knife for this draft. I feel like he could go in virtually four or five different spots. I'm going to take Mr. Incredible off the board. He's a superhero. He has strength. He has speed. He has dexterity. I also like the fact that I think he's going to be a good leader and a good leader of men and women on that football field. So I'm going to take Mr. Incredible QB1, lead my squad onto the field. You're up, dude.
I'm going to go with my next, what I feel like is an absolutely no brainer. It's going to be a conflict of interest. I don't care, because I'm taking Mr. Incredible's wife, Elastigirl, to play wide receiver, because you literally cannot overthrow Elastigirl.
Listen, I was just going to, again, we're on the same wavelength. She was one of like five people that I have on my list for my first wide receiver slot. So
the first five rounds are going to be easy. The last five rounds, 10 rounds are going to be a little more difficult.
All right. Listen, we're going to keep it all in the family for my pick for running back. And I'm going to go with his son. It's going to be a father-son duo. I feel like there's a good trust factor there. You know, he can pass all day, but he can also feed Dash the ball. And Dash is the Barry Sanders of this draft. He's got speed. He could dodge. He could dip. I also thought about Go-Go for this spot until I drafted her essentially for the defensive side of the ball. But man, So Dash is gonna be my running back.
Okay. All right. I am going to go tight end. I am going to go Rob Kronkowski, going with Kronk at tight end.
Dang it. He's off the table.
He's okay. Perfectly wrestled you in high school. He is perfectly built to be a tight end. He's like, he is Gronk.
Yeah.
Gronk. Like he's just dumb. All he thinks about is football.
I like it. It's good. Nice pick. All right, man. Listen, an offense is never anything unless you have a solid offensive line. And I feel like that is the cornerstone. Even though I went with some of the flashier picks of like QB and running back to start off really with my offensive side of the ball, I feel like if I'm going to have any success moving forward in this draft, I have to go for my offensive line. All right, so here's my three picks. Write them all down. Number one, Wreck-It Ralph is going to be my center. He's got size. He can really push, you know, and if we need a good push for Dash, Wreck-It Ralph is going to wreck anything that's coming at him. So Wreck-It Ralph is going to be right there at center. At left guard, I'm going to put in Pacha. Again, he's a brick wall. So Pacha is going to be holding it down as the left guard. And then, you know, he's going to watch that blind side for you. You want someone strong that's there. And then last, over at the right guard side, I'm going to put Little John in. Because who's got Robin Hood's back? It's Little John, dude. Little John is going to make sure that ain't no harm going to come to my quarterback. He's got your back. He's got that great affect. He understands the assignment. He's going to protect you. And he's a big old bear. And he's going to protect that line. And ain't nothing getting through my offensive line, man. I left you some good ones. Going with Little John too. I know, like, I got the squiggles out of Brian when Pacha came off the board. I could sense the anger, the little heat with that pick. But yeah, so that's my line. Pacha, Wreck-It Ralph at center, and then on the right side I got Little John.
Well, the heat is because you took away my plan at offensive line from the standpoint of, I remember I did this with Dwayne and I was going to do it again, was I was going to take the John Goodman offensive line.
Oh man, I feel okay. Listen, nope, I'll give him back.
Nope. Cause I know who I'm going to replace Pacha with and it'll be fine.
Okay.
Yeah. So my plan was originally the John Goodman offensive line of Big Daddy LaBeouf, Pacha and Sully, but I'm going to go with my offensive line is the Country Bears. No, I'm just kidding. I had written down an actual 5-man offensive line called the Hairy Boys, which is Beast, Gaston, Sully, Chewbacca, and Jason Kelsey.
Wow.
But I'm going to go with Beast, Sully, and Gaston on my offensive line.
Oh, I was going to say, you could totally pull Chewbacca into this and I would be way okay with it.
That was my Hairy Boys. I told you no Star Wars. So then I was going to stick with it. And then I just went for the Jason Kelsey being Harry joke. But yes, so I have Beast and Sully and Gaston.
Okay.
Gaston's kind of that. He's the one you're going to bring in when you have that extra lineman that's eligible to go catch a pass, because I feel like Gaston could be a good tight end too.
Well, that's where I had Gaston. I had three tight end candidates and Gaston just came off of my board. So
I've got another tight end candidate written down. If you need an idea, I don't know another place I can use him.
No, I'm pretty solid. I like all three of my tight end options. So I went either with a bigger tight end, someone who's really muscular and, you know, can really block, or I wanted to go with someone who I think is really athletic, but they also have a little meat on the bone. So my tight end, I'm going to go with Kristoff from Frozen.
That was the one I had written down.
Perfect. Yeah, I think he is more of like a that athletic, you know, Tony Gonzalez style, you know, real finesse type tight end, good hands, you know, he's quick. He's maybe not blocking as much, but listen, we don't need any extra blocking with that offensive line that I have. So I want a third option when it comes to receiver. All right. So, yeah, Kristoff, tight end. You're up.
I'm going to go Christian McCaffrey level stuff, catching the ball out of the backfield. Also can run the ball down your throat. Super, super shifty. I'm going running back and I'm going Aladdin.
Oh, nice. Oh, he was going to be my wide receiver, man.
That's why I had to take him now before you took him.
Oh, he was going to be one of my, he was going to be wide receiver one for me. I have another guy for the slot, but he was going to be wide receiver one. Darn. Nice pick. Really nice pick. You know what? I'll go wide receiver two. Let's stick with this. I don't know why. I'm very Incredibles heavy. And it fell to me. So I'm going to go with Frozone for some of the same reasons that you kind of went with Miss Incredible and Elastigirl. I feel like he's really fast. I don't feel like you can outthrow Frozone. I feel like with those ice luges that he's just going to get out quick. I feel like he's elusive, and I feel like I'm going to have some really cool routes at my disposal. And, you know, my QB is going to be able to see exactly where he's going because he's getting a roadmap with those ice luges. So wide receiver one for me, Frozone. And you're up.
Okay. So you have yet to fill fullback, wide receiver two,
yep,
kicker, and coach.
Yep.
I need to fill fullback, wide receiver two, kicker, coach, and defense. So fullback, I have two choices that I absolutely love here. Which is why I'm going to wait, actually, on fullback. I'm going to go wide receiver two, and I'm going to go Tarzan.
Oh, God, you took him. All right, I gotta change my plan there. Nice pick. Very nice pick. I mean, for obvious reasons, man. He's got the physique. He's got the physique for that spot. All right. I'm going to go with fullback. And I'm thinking like Refrigerator Perry. Okay. I want someone I'm just going to hand the ball to. I have the speed. And I just want someone that's going to line up behind that big line. And we're just going to push. And we're going to just truck over people. I'm going with Luisa from Disney's Encanto. She's got that physique. She's going to put a hurting on some dudes. I mean, there's going to be some people on IR. They're going to think twice before they try to wrap her up and tackle her, because she's just going to wreck the joint. Luisa, fullback, Ohio State.
The Ohio State. Okay. I had Luisa written down for fullback, and no offense to her, she wasn't one of my two, so you didn't help me. Okay. There's no other place for this guy to live, but I feel like Dwayne Johnson's football acumen is really going to help us here. So I'm going to put fullback, and I'm going to go with Maui.
Nice. Nice. Good call, dude. And that's going to come up a little bit later, by the way, FYI, in our college of knowledge.
Chernabog, by the way, that was my other potential fullback.
Ooh, that would have been nasty. So on the Disney villains front, just as an FYI to revisit, if my offensive line hadn't gone the way that it went, I had Ursula on my offensive line just because all the tentacles, man. Like she's a liability when it comes to holding, but I mean,
let's just fill out our entire rest of our offensive line. Go with your offensive. You already did centers and guards. So just do your tackles, do two more.
Yeah. So I would have had, I had Ursula in there, and then I had Baloo Bear from the Jungle Book. Or nice. My other two. Yep.
I'll fill out my offensive line. I will actually go Chernabog here because I feel like he's good. And I know you said I could use, I know we said Star Wars characters are off the table. You said I could potentially have used Chewbacca. I'm using Jabba the Hutt.
I'll allow it. I will allow it. That's a great pick, man. That's a great pick. All right. Wait, am I think I'm up. Right?
Yeah, you're up. You have wide receiver two, kicker, and head coach.
Okay, so I'm going to take a slot receiver here. And you know, the slot's a really tough job. I mean, cutting across the middle, you're opening yourself up sometimes to really big hits. If that ball is just thrown a hair in the wrong direction, I mean, he's risking injury. So I wanted someone that had a lot of dexterity, but also could endure a lot of punishment and stay on the field. And maybe, you know, can get past concussion protocol. So my slot receiver, I'm going with Goofy because he has no fear. He's going across the middle. He's taking the big hits. Let's face it. He has taken the big hits. How many concussions has Goofy probably had in his life? A lot. And you know what? He's still going. He's still going. So Goofy is my slot receiver. You're up, man.
That's a great choice. Okay. I will go. I'm going to go head coach here because I'm afraid you might have the same guy.
Okay.
If you think of best head coaches in the NFL, you've got two choices. You've got Kyle Shanahan and all the stuff that comes with him. That was my hero, Hamada, the young guy, up and coming, super smart, comes up with everything. But on the other side of the coin, you've got Andy Reid. I love Andy Reid. I hate the Chiefs. Love Andy Reid. If Andy Reid was a Disney animated character, who would he be? The answer is Phil Ochtides.
Oh, you stink. You're the worst, man. That was my coach. I'm like, so he's never going to take.
Phil is my coach. And I thought you might have him, which is why I had to pull the trigger now.
I'm like, no one's ever taken Phil. No one's ever taken Phil. Like, I've got this on lock. Man, this is why you're my podcast partner. Get out of my brain. Get out of my brain.
Yeah, Phil and Andy Reid, man. The similarities are there.
Mark and Brian in the morning. Get out of my brain.
Nice.
Nice pick, man. Very nice pick. I have to totally go back to the drawing board while you're picking something else. So I got to jump to kicker because Phil, I didn't write a lot down for coach. I just was like, no one's going to take Phil. I don't need to come up with four or five here. All right, so kicker. Oh, man, I have like three that I really love. I really loved Raya for obvious reasons. You know, she has an acumen with, using her lightning fast kicks. I also loved Maximus here. I mean, that dude, don't get in his hindquarters because he will straight up kick. And I think he's got some boot on him. But man, you know who I'm going to go with here? I'm going to go with Elsa. And you know why? Because during the big game, Buffalo.
She's cold-blooded.
Yeah, Buffalo learned this. You need someone who's got ice in their veins, can kick in the cold weather, that it's not going to bother her. And let's face it, man, the cold never bothered her anyway. She's not going wide right when it's like 12 below and the wind is whipping. She's going to control that wind, that wintry wind, and she's going to make sure that whatever that flight pattern is for that ball, that trajectory is going to go exactly where Elsa wants it. You cannot ice this kicker. She has cold in her veins. The cold never bothered her anyway. Elsa is my kicker on my squad.
I just thought of a kicker that I did not have even written down. I had Maximus written down. So we were both on the same wavelength again there. However, this is a Disney original movie. It premiered on The Wonderful World of Disney on ABC. I'm going with the character of Barney Gorman, played by Tony Danza in the garbage picking, field goal kicking Philadelphia phenomenon.
See, but I'm going to ask you this. In Who's the Boss? Who's the boss, Brian?
We all know who the boss is.
It's Angela. Dude, that's my second community reference in about 5 minutes. I love that show. When are we going to do the community podcast with you, me, and Mark, where Mark, we all watch an episode in a given week, and then we have to get Mark's like initial reaction, and we just talk about it and fan out. Like, can we please make this a thing?
We might need to like turn it into just a quick like UWF segment until we can get that podcast off the ground.
Oh gosh, so good. So
but yes, it needs to happen.
I volunteer. All right. I volunteer as tribute. All right, man. I had no coach because you took Phil off the table and I only had one person.
Do you want me to go with my defense while you think, and it might give you a couple of ideas?
I've got my peeps. I've got my person right here. So technically speaking, so I took Big Hero 6 for my defense, but this person is not a part of Big Hero 6 because he's not around. But I feel like he's got the X's and O's to develop a perfect plan. He's the inventor of Baymax. He's scientific. He's logical. And I feel like he's got a good heart and he would really talk to the team and get them where they need to be. Because let's face it, man, he was the force that got Hero from being some rapscallion running around, bot fighting, throwing his life away, doing absolutely nothing with his talent. And he brought Hero into this fold and brought him into this world. And that's Tadashi. Tadashi is my head coach. He's a leader of men. He will get us to where we need to be. And he's smart and intelligent. Just Tadashi, do not run into a burning building, please. And thank you. Just leave it. Tadashi, head coach.
All right. My defense, my last pick. I considered the Lost Boys here. I feel like that would have been kind of fun, but I'm going to go with the most obvious choice on the board for me. And I'm going with the TC Williams Titans.
Mm.
Remember the Titans, just that entire defense, Gary Brutier.
Strong side.
Julius. Yep.
Nice pick, man. Yeah. Nice pick. I was going to say, if you went with the Lost Boys, the only problem, a lot of penalties, a lot of flags, man.
Lots of penalties, no height, no nothing.
Yeah, a lot of penalties. I mean, like, I feel like they would, a lot of dirty play. They would be like the Eagles in the 1980s. Just a lot of dirty
also,
play.
Also, for the record, my TC Williams defense has Petey Jones at safety, not Ryan Gosling.
I love it, man.
Because that dude was an absolute liability.
So I would, you know what, to revisit the whole coach thing, you know who I also would give strong consideration to? Hans of the Southern Isles. Like, I feel like he's a Belichick kind of figure. Like, he's just this evil genius. And if
there's he's a villain, yeah.
Yeah, if there's a loophole in the rules, like, he won't break the rule, but he'll definitely, like, he'll push the limit to where he'll get, like, he'll, it's like, is that a penalty? No, but it's really not ethical. It's Hans. Does Belichick get a job in the NFL? Like, no one's hired him.
It doesn't make any sense to me. If I'm Philly, I fire Sirianni and hire him immediately.
How did Dallas not hire Bill Belichick?
I don't know. I don't know. Like, McCarthy should be gone. Belichick should be there. There is a lot of rumors out there that Andy Reid is potentially going to retire and Belichick could slide right into Kansas City.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
If Andy Reid retires, that does happen, but he might take a year off.
He's got to win. Reid would have to win the Super Bowl this year for that to happen. Like, that's the only way that happens.
I've already said on United We Fan, Travis Kelce retires, win or lose.
Get out of here. He's another.
The Kelce brothers will go and do a Manning cast on Sunday Night Football or Thursday Night Football next year. They're both done.
Yeah, podcasting is going to become their new profession. And you know what? Nice job, guys. We welcome you full time to the podosphere. I love it. I love it.
I'm sure now their podcast will be big now that we gave them the
right. Yeah. Go give them a follower, download and tell them.
All right. To recap our teams, Mark, you have a quarterback, Mr. Incredible, running back, Dash, fullback, Louisa, tight end, Christoph, wide receiver one, Frozone, wide receiver two is Goofy. Offensive line is Ralph, Pacha, Little John, Ursula, and Baloo. You have Elsa doing the kicking with the Big Hero 6 team on defense, coached by Tadashi Hamada.
I like
my team. I have quarterback Hercules, running back is Aladdin, fullback is Maui, tight end is Rob Kronkowski, Kronk, wide receiver one, Elastigirl, wide receiver two is Tarzan, offensive line is Beast, Sully, Gaston, Chernabog, Jabba the Hutt. Kicker, I have Barney Gorman, the garbage-picking, field-goal-kicking Philadelphia phenomenon. Defense, I had the TC Williams Titans, coached by Phil Octides.
Dude, that was fun. That was a lot of fun. Again, if you want to play along, let us know what your picks would be, or if you want to just comment on one of our picks, we love it when you give us feedback on the show. Again, at Tizzly Podcast or at United We Fan the Podcast on Instagram, or join us over on Discord. Hit us up. We'll send you over that link, and the discussion is happening daily.
I have three more things I want to fill. My team owner. Ooh. Scrooge McDuck.
Yeah, I was just going to say Scrooge has got to be the right pick there because he's just got infinite amount of resources. He would be a Jerry Jones kind of figure too. I think he would interfere with a lot of the team. I haven't really thought of the owner.
Television announcers, Waldorf and Statler.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
And my referee is Edna Mode.
I might go with Lightning McQueen as one of my announcers, just so that every time there's a really big play, I get a wow.
You could make those Dynaco guys your owners.
I could. So Dynaco could be my owners. I just want someone with deep pockets. Yeah, I haven't thought about those. All right, listen, we're going to take a quick commercial break, but don't go anywhere. We're going to play Disney's College of Knowledge before we say goodbye for the week. And go and watch these games here on Championship Sunday. Hang tight. We'll be right back. All right, Brian, it's time for Disney's College of Knowledge. This is the segment where we put your Disney knowledge to the test. And we challenge to see what you know about Disney entertainment and theme parks in our weekly trivia question. Last week, we asked, There are thousands of hidden Mickeys all over the Disney parks, but in Galaxy's Edge, it plays home to a hidden version of this character outside of Oga's Cantina. What character has a hidden homage in Galaxy's Edge? Brian, you said you didn't know, but you had a guess.
No, I did know. It's Donald Duck. He looks like the building across from the cantina.
It is Donald Duck. Congratulations to those of you who absolutely crushed that. You get an A+ on your Disney report card. Again, to play along, you just message us at DisLife Podcast over on Instagram, and we love it when you interact with the show, and we see, do you got what it takes to, do you know Disney parks? All right, man, we almost spoiled this one yet again, and you didn't even know, just like the mac and cheese, you had no idea. We were like in each other's brains, but in Moana, the voice of Maui is played by Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Now, we know him as The Rock because he was in the WWE, but Dwayne Johnson had aspired at one point in his life to become an NFL player before suffering a career-ending injury. So this week, we want to know, what college did Maui or Dwayne Johnson play for before changing his career trajectory? So what college did Dwayne Johnson play for before changing his career, becoming a WWE superstar, and then obviously the actor who is a part of the Disney stratosphere? Let us know. Send us your answer at Disney Podcast or even at United We Fan the Podcast. We would love to get your answers and let us know, man. So, okay, I said we're going to circle back to this. Brian, who you got tonight? Who are you rooting for, but who do you think is going to take it?
I am rooting. I mean, you can't root against the Lions, right?
No.
So I'm rooting for Niners Lions to simply be a good game. I don't have a rooting interest. I really like Kyle Shanahan. I really like Christian McCaffrey. I like the Niners a lot. But the Lions would be such a great story. So I'm not rooting for anything there. I do think the Niners will win. In the AFC, I'm rooting for the Ravens, but I just have this sneaky suspicion that the Chiefs are going to pull it out, and it's going to be Chiefs-Niners.
Man, I feel like everyone still sleeps on the Chiefs, and they've forgotten about them. But I feel like the Chiefs are that caliber of a dynasty and a franchise that if they just decide they're gonna come and play, they're gonna play. And I think that I would love to see the Ravens get there. You know, just because of what everyone said about their quarterback, that he was just going to be injury prone. He was not going to be a good NFL quarterback. Why don't you change to wide receiver? And he said, no, I'm a QB, and I'm going to be a great QB in this league, and he's proven that. But now he's got to win the big game. Can he do it against the Chiefs? We'll see. I mean, they're playing at home, but the Chiefs have already said from last week, they're like, we liked playing on the road. We liked being the villains. We liked having
it. Okay, they haven't played on the road in 6 years. Like, give me a friggin' break about that.
Well, now they got that chance to prove it. So I whoever comes out of that game, I will be totally happy. I've already told you, because seeing the Swifty craziness around the Super Bowl would just be like next level, like ludicrous, man.
But she has a concert in Japan.
I know. That's why I'm saying, like, that would be the whole thing. Is she flying home? Is she going to make it? If she makes it, it just, I need all that drama in my life. So whoever wins with that, I would totally love it. Every fiber of my being is rooting for the Lions. There's only four teams that have never played in the Super Bowl, the Lions being one of them. The Lions deserve this. Like, the universe owes Detroit and Michigan this win. Fabio is like, he's going to be on pins and needles. He's a legitimate Lions fan, and I know he's going to be blowing me up on text being like, dude, this is crushing me tonight. So for Fabio, let's get this done. That said, I did grow up a 49ers fan because I did love Joe Montana. And that's legit. I love Joe Montana, was my favorite quarterback. I was the weirdo in my household. Everyone was a Giants fan. I grew up a 49ers fan. Would I hate it if the Niners got back there? No, but I really would love to see the Lions get there. So, I just, same thing. I want that to be a good game. I think San Francisco is going to win. My pick is a rematch of Kansas City and San Francisco in the Super Bowl. But I know that that's not how the country wants it to play out, you know?
I'm rooting for whoever wins the NFC to win the Super Bowl. That's all I care about.
Yeah,
if the Lions won the Super Bowl, I feel like the apocalypse might happen. So that's a little thing. Maybe I don't want that to happen.
Do you remember the South Park joke when the Falcons played the Denver Broncos in the Super Bowl? And they were like, you know, the guy came out of a coma and was like, He goes, who's, you know, what's going on? And everything was pretty run in the mill. And they're like, yeah. And this year the Broncos are playing the Falcons in the Super Bowl. And he's like, oh, his brain couldn't handle it. And he starts flipping out. I feel
that's
like
Super Bowl, that Super Bowl. I love that game so much,
but I feel like that's kind of what would happen if the Lions are in Super Bowl and if they won it, I don't feel like the world, it would be it. The rapture would happen. There would be world war. It would just be, it would, the very fabric of society as we know it would come unglued. That would be it.
Dan Campbell, Super Bowl winning head coach is something I want in my life.
Yeah, I love it. All right, man, this was super fun. We hope you enjoyed this episode. We're dropping a little bit early here on Sunday because we want to get this out for the big game. But thank you again for joining us here at Dislike Podcast. We hope you loved this episode. Play along with us on Discord or on Instagram and check out all of our amazing podcasts here on the Chip and Company Podcast Network. Brian, thank you as always. This is always the highlight of my week, hanging out, talking Disney stuff with you. But to everyone else, we hope you have an amazing week this week. And as always, we hope the rest of that week is filled with faith, trust, and pixie dust. See you real soon. Bye, Brian.
See you, Mark.
Diz Life Podcast is brought to you by the Happiness is Addictive Collection. Happiness is Addictive is passionate about spreading laughter and creating smiles worldwide. They love bringing their global community together through optimism, cheer, hopefulness, merriment, and celebrating life's magical moments. They know how important it is to celebrate life's adventures, and their apparel will give you everlasting, one-of-a-kind memories through pixie-dusted family photos, compliments from park guests, and magical moments with cast members. They pride themselves on high-quality, custom-made apparel at competitive prices with world-class service. Let them help you create a lifetime of memories, whether you're Disney bounding, kicking it poolside, participating in Run Disney marathons, having costumed adventures, or just living your best Disney life. You can find their Happiness is Addictive shop on Etsy. You can also find them on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, and Pinterest. They are proud to be featured in Indy Central Florida, the Thoughtful Gift Club, and now here on Diz Life Podcast. Their collection was founded by a 15-year former cast member who knows how to enhance your magical moments for a lifetime of memories with your family. Don't forget to use promo code DizLife15 to take an extra 15% off. What are you waiting for? Head over to Etsy and start getting happy today. Follow the link in our show notes and you'll find out for yourself that happiness is addictive.